my.
Well, Wellington is effectively, well, not shut down completely, but they have moved into level two, and that means the three S's kick in if you are going out to a bar or to a club. Schools are still open, though. There are some events that have been affected, like the rugby game, the Māori rugby game here in Auckland, because people can't travel through Wellington and they've had to come from Wellington to Auckland. The apology to our whānau, our Pacifica whānau and all other whānau caught up in the 1970 Dawn Raids, the apology that's been postponed as well too. But what does it mean for the rest of the country? What does it mean for those that have moved in, just recently moved into the band, into the 60 plus band or 55 plus band for vaccinations? Here to talk to us to clarify what goes on now, how we move forward, our very good friend, our rangatira Tākuta Rāwiri McCree Jensen joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Rāwiri, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Kia ora, Claudette. Yeah, no, nice to be with you.
So, level two in Aroha to all those whānau who are caught up in this, even to the traveller, really, because the traveller, look, can we just get this clear? The traveller tested positive when he landed back in Australia, didn't he? So he came from Oz to Wellington and then back again, then tested positive. Is that correct?
Yep, that's my understanding of it. So they didn't do anything wrong. They were, you know, following the rules and following the instructions. And I guess one of the things we're kind of glad about is that when they got back to Sydney, they had some symptoms. They went and got tested. So that's a good sign. And the other thing, while they were here, they were signing in, scanning, using the app. And that's pretty helpful for getting us alerted to a huge number of people who have been at those sites and those places. And so, yeah, we've got a lot of people who are affected by this now. We've got to get through a few days, really, I think.
And so do we know whether or not the traveller, I'm saying he, I'm not sure if it was a male or female, but it doesn't really matter. Did the case come with COVID, or did the case pick it up here in NZ? Because he would have tested before he left, wouldn't he? Or before
He didn't. He didn't have to test before he jumped on a plane and came over to Wellington for the weekend. So my understanding is that there is a plausible connection between this person from Sydney and where they might have got it before they left, and they've worked it out afterwards. After he got back and he got tested and he's positive, they've kind of checked in, where have you been? They've gone right back through all of his time in New Zealand and then go back into Sydney, and they think they've got a link there. And the way to confirm that will be that genomic testing. And we might find out overnight, actually, that the, you know, this variant is one that they were dealing with in Sydney. So he jumped on the plane when he was well, come over here, had a pretty good weekend and headed back and felt sick, so he's got tested.
Yeah, aroha. So the new strain is a Delta strain. Is that what it's called? Is this a new strain?
Yep, the Delta variant. I agree. It's almost certainly that. We need to wait for confirmation, but I think we ought to assume that it's the Delta variant. That means it's very transmissible, and that's got us really on high alert really quickly. So, look, honestly, whānau, if you're even not in Wellington, let's all be on a 1.5 or 1.75 alert level here. And if you're in Wellington, definitely level two. Let's follow all of those instructions. And things are limited in Wellington right now. We've got to do our very best to keep it tightly locked down.
And so how many variants do we think we're facing now around the world? There must be a lot of them.
Yeah, it's a race for the virus is racing against us with our vaccine in a sense. And so at the moment, the vaccine has got the Delta variant and that's going off around the world, and the Gamma variant and that's going off. Those two are leading the bunch. But, you know, I think, let's be honest, over the next few months, we will see other variants emerge because our vaccine program is lumpy. You know, you can see some countries are just racing ahead and getting lots done, and their experience of the COVID is changing dramatically. And UK's done a big job of getting lots of people vaccinated. The US is, some states are doing a great job and other states not so much. But, you know, there's lots of the rest of the world, and we know India's really been struggling with it. We can see Argentina and Brazil, and look, there'll be lots of countries where the virus is getting a million chances to mutate, and it will. It will mutate, and there'll be variations. And every now and then, one of those variants will predominate. You know, right now around the world, we're looking at Delta and Gamma, but there will be others.
Obviously, we need to watch out for this, but the fact that there are so many strains, so many variants, and they're coming at us quite quickly, I guess the thing, and, you know, the medical profession is working very quickly to stay ahead of that. In terms of just us out, us people, just out and about in the street, do we need to worry about which strain it is that's actually here in Aotearoa at the moment?
Well, yes and no. Like, let's act like we're still in a pandemic. So if you're sick, stay at home, get tested. You know, cough into your elbow, wash your hands, social distancing, all of those things are still there. So we still need to act like that. And the Delta variant is very transmissible. Now, 6 or 8 months ago when you and I were talking about COVID, and if somebody was found to be a case, we were most interested in where they'd been on day 3, 4, 5, because that's when you started being infective to other people. That's when you started shedding virus. Today, with that Delta variant, we're not seeing it after 3, 4, 5 days. We can see it after 24 hours, after one day. So, yes, we need to be a bit more alert, I think. We need to be a bit more careful because this variant is more transmissible. It's faster to transmit. So, more caution, I think, is correct.
Yes. And so do we know whether or not that variant is here now? Or we don't know whether that variant or that genome is here in NZ because the close contacts have all tested negative so far. So we're not sure if that genome is here. But is that variant here?
Well, that's a really good question. It's the sort of question I wondered was going to turn up in one of the press things with Ashley and Jacinda or something like that, or Chris Hipkins. Because I'll tell you, my assumption is that it's here in terms of our MIQ. So when we think, you know, every few days we're here, there's 2 or 3 people in MIQ are positive. My assumption has been for a little while that that will be Delta or Gamma. And it would be good to have that confirmed for us, because I think, you know, that's the advantage of having had a good immunisation program for our border workers, MIQ workers and all the rest of it. They are another layer of defence because they're vaccinated. But, yeah, I'm assuming we've had Delta already in the country. And right now what we're looking at is, has it escaped via this traveller into Wellington? And it's a little bit of a wait and see. I think we've got a few days to try and figure that out. As you say, the closest contacts so far are negative. So let's watch that. We need to see what their results are on day 5 and stuff like that. And there'll be a whole bunch. Actually, I'm guessing there's many thousand people have been tested today in Wellington, the ones who were at the airport or at Te Papa or, at the cafes, whatever it is. And we're just going to watch those several thousand results day by day. And, and that's right. That's why we've got to be in level 2 in Wellington, eh? That is the right setting.
We'll only move into Tamaki Makaurau, I'm talking about. We'll only move into level 2 if we find that either MIQ, something has escaped into the community from MIQ, or this genome from Wellington has been brought into Auckland. That's Seems to be how the government has worked their levels, contain it in one area, not impacting the rest of the country.
That's right. But let's notice that we've got lots of travel between Auckland and Wellington. So if you were in Wellington on those days, at those places, at those times, then you need to isolate, you need to get tested today and then day 5 and day 12. And when you think about that, Claudette, there is probably thousands of people who have travelled between Wellington and Auckland or perhaps Christchurch or wherever. And so the whole nation needs to go, let's notice that, let's be careful, let's make sure that everybody who has been in those places is following those rules.
What does that mean in terms of other types of vaccinations for our kids, you know, like measles, you know, flu? The Crown or the MOH, Arohamai, they're not taking their eye off the ball in terms of immunisation vaccines for the other types of māuiui that we have amongst our community?
No, that's right. We've been doing a bit of work in primary care and with the DHBs to try and do a bit of a catch-up on those who have missed out on their childhood IMS or their flu vaccination or MMR, all of those things. Flu vaccination is really underway. It's not quite as good as we were last year. Last year, actually, we really got busy and really got it done. This year, I think it's a little bit more complex because people are asking, well, do I do flu, COVID, or do I COVID, COVID, flu? All of that complexity. But right now, it's really important that people do stay in touch and get their regular immunisations done. And when you get invited for COVID, yep, go get it done.
So the bans for immunisation is going up an age group now, you know, so we're going to the 60s plus band, Kaitapai.
Yeah, 65 plus straight away, and then they gave a date for when the 60 plus group goes and then they'll bring it down. You know, honestly, I have been critical of the government. My critique is actually Indigenous population should have been prioritised. That has been the case in Australia, it has been the case in Canada, it has been the case in Indian Territories in the United States, is that the Indigenous population is actually most at risk, and so get busy there first. We haven't done a very good job of that, and for me that's one of the reasons why I think we've got to be really cautious about this Delta variant outbreak or potential outbreak. Because we haven't had a lot of vaccination for Māori yet, and that's a worry.
And so we're still tracking under the number for Māori vaccinations, even though the government or the kōrero from the stage is saying that we are tracking ahead. Actually, for Hapori Māori, we're not.
We are not. We are not tracking close to the target. But I don't know how should I let you down gently, but... You know, when we started, you remember when we started with border workers and we were talking about, you know, there's more Māori and Pacific working in the border workforce in MIQ than the, you know, kind of general population. And then we also made some predictions about, well, they actually have some bigger households, so their household contact should be bigger. But the numbers that we can see in terms of getting the vaccinations done so far is underwhelming. It's disappointing. We're just not seeing anywhere near what we'd hoped. When we started off, it was 14%. And, you know, if we're more than that in terms of the workforce, getting 14% of the vaccinations was a failure, in my view. And since then, week by week, we've seen the percentage of vaccinations that are going into Māori shoulders decreasing. So, you know, I'll let you down gently, but the program is not delivering equitable outcomes for us right now. So that's a worry.